let us bring in somebody who will save us. Save us. And that is Dr. Judy Wortman. This is Judy Wortman and Food for Mood. Now, Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. I wish she was author of How You Can Fix Your Windows Computer and Get All Your Files Back, but she's not. Good morning, Dr. Wortman.
Good morning. And I feel for you. I think that one of the underlooked stresses of all our lives is computer breakdown, and I think it can be a source of contention and problems between couples. Fix my computer. I don't know how to fix your computer. Call somebody, or calling a neighbor. I had a friend of ours for dinner, and I said, you have to fix out our computer before you eat anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all have that problem, and, you know, nobody realizes how much stress is, and you get somebody on the phone who doesn't speak your language, right?
Right, and who really is being paid? I've never figured out what the incentivization program is with that.
Right. It would be so nice if we had directions, if we had simple fixes, if you didn't have to go, turn yourself into a knot in order to get things fixed, and you knew that your files were going to be there, like in a filing cabinet.
I know, but this is the part that baffles me: is if you don't know that. Then, and if there is a chance that your files aren't going to be there as in a filing cabinet,
right?
Why on earth would you put them anyplace? I'm sorry, you'll forgive me, but a filing cabinet.
I know. Well, that's
where I. But to me, the sort of the same paradigm applies to weight loss. Hey, eat earthworms. They'll eat the food that you ingest, and then you won't gain weight.
Tapeworms, Jill, not earthworms. I don't think you want to put it either in your
body. Why not? If you're going to eat a tapeworm, you might as well eat an earthworm.
You're right, at least if they don't grow to take over your whole intestinal. But, I really was amazed at what happened from my experience last week. I wrote to you about this person that I've known for, a couple of years, who I knew as a very happy, very lovely man, but he was quite a bit overweight. And I saw him last April, and then we went back to Boston, for the summer, and I came back, and he was skinny. I mean, not just thin, but really skinny. And he was just not particularly talkative anymore and sort of kept to himself. Well, again, the incident that I wrote about, happened a couple of weeks ago where he was a volunteer. We were all volunteers at a museum. And he was so nasty to somebody that I work with, a woman that a volunteer I work with. I mean, he literally screamed at her for a good 5 minutes in front of other people because she was leading a tour and he was leading a tour and she had not cleared a room but fast enough because he was coming in with his group and he couldn't talk because she was talking. Just screamed at her. And, we've all known each other for several years. And she was in tears when I saw her, and we couldn't figure out what happened until she told me about his behavior, not just in screaming at her, but the fact that he had lost his weight following a very, very restricted diet. It was one of these something called an elimination diet, in which you eliminate all the foods that you think might be causing some allergic reaction, and then you start adding them back. Well, he never added them back, so he was living on lean protein like chicken or fish and a few low starchy vegetables like zucchini or winter or summer squash. That was about it. And salads, lots of lettuce. And he lost weight very, very quickly. And in addition, he seemed to have lost his head. I mean, his mental stability, because not only was he, living on this very restricted diet, but he became a compulsive exerciser to the point where people thought he was nuts. I mean, he said he has to walk 14 miles a day, otherwise he won't be able to maintain this weight loss. And so he would, and he couldn't sleep. So he was sleeping 2 hours a night. He would wake up at 3 a.m. He told people, he was boasting about this, and he would start walking. And he would go outside, and this was in Florida, he'd go outside and walk from 3 a.m. to 10 a.m. until he'd done his 14 miles. And if it was raining, then he would walk around the island in his kitchen, like he was in solitary confinement. Walk around the island in his kitchen until he'd done his 14 miles. And when I heard of all this, I realized that what was happening was that his brain had simply been hijacked by this diet, that all the months of not having any carbohydrates had reduced his serotonin levels to the point where he was being taken over by all the bad symptoms you get when you don't have enough serotonin. It's called depression. It's called irritability. It's called anger. It's called PMS. And I said to my friend, it's just like a woman who has PMS, a girl who has PMS, because in that situation, you don't have active serotonin. Fortunately, it resolves itself for a woman, you know, after she gets her period. But this guy has had permanent PMS for months. And when you talk to him, well, how about having some carbohydrate, Roger? That's not really his real name. Oh, no. I can't eat that. I'm starting to gain weight. And it occurred to me, he's not the only person who has had his mood absolutely turned upside down and making life miserable for other people because of what he's eating. And I fear as we go into this diet season in January, we're going to find this happening over and over and over again. Spouses, co-workers, friends, relatives, they're all going to turn into nasty little people because they're not eating enough carbohydrate. Not a happy sight.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great way to end a year.
But the funny thing is, I'd read about this. I've done research on it. With animals. I've seen a lot of just sort of general stories, and I knew what was happening theoretically. But to see it in front of my eyes, to see this really good-natured, really nice person, people loved him. We used to give these tours because he was so really friendly and open to everybody. And now he marches the people through the museum as if he's still trying to accomplish his 14 miles of forced walking.
That's right.
Don't stand so long that looking at this picture of you. You have to go on because I can't stand still for that long. And nobody. If somebody says now he's so tied up with this obsessive thinking due to the lack of serotonin, and his lack of sleep due to the lack of serotonin, and his bad humor. Nobody can really change him. And the ironic thing is he may end up, if he becomes depressed, taking drugs to help his depression, antidepressants, whereas if he were eating a potato every day, which, by the way, Marshall, you could have had some oatmeal if you woke up in the middle of the night feeling obsessed about your lack of files. That might have helped you go back to sleep, but you probably couldn't do it anyway. He would have been feeling better. But that is a good trick, Marshall, if you wake up in the middle of the night to have some carbohydrate.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, happy New Year to both of you, and I hope you get your files back before 2018.
We'll
speak to you next year.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Judy Werpman and Food for Mood on Robin Hood Radio.